Now, some time ago, we ran a competition to find someone who had difficulties getting a job, and Shlí Nua Career said they could get somebody ready with a better CV, and they could also improve their interview techniques. The winner was Chris. We're going to keep it at just Chris, and Chris has managed to get a management role in healthcare. And joining me, along with Chris in studio, is the Shlí Nua Career's Mark MacDonald. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, fellow.
Chris, you were just telling me, you were on and off unemployed since the downturn in the construction industry, 2008, but now you are an extremely happy Teddy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm totally delighted.
And how did it happen?
Well, my background was in construction. I was a construction project manager. In 2008, obviously the construction industry totally...
Something hit the fan.
Yeah, you could say...
I think is that what you're trying to say?
You could say that, yeah. So I decided to take the opportunity to retrain.
Okay.
So I went and did a... It began with a diploma, a higher diploma, that then led on to a degree.
And you did this in the IPA, the Institute of Public Administration?
Well, I actually did my degree in IT Teller.
Okay.
I was then unemployed for a period of... a year looking for work.
Awful.
I can't tell you how unbelievably awful it is.
Because
to be
unemployed. You were one person who wanted to work.
I wanted to work so badly. I would have taken your arm off for a job. I'm not kidding you. So after another year of being unemployed, then I decided to go and do a master's degree. So I had a master's degree in business and management now from the IPA. And I was still getting nowhere, and I was really feeling that I'd wasted my time actually doing all of the retraining that I'd done, because I considered myself to be a very highly qualified person, you know, with lots of experience and lots of background, you know, and an interesting background.
And your age is?
I'm 38 now.
And then Shlí Nua comes into your life.
Like a shining... beacon of hope and light, Shlí Nua came into my life, yeah, and I really can't thank them enough, or Mark enough. I mean,
we'll talk to Mark in a second. What did Mark do for you? What did he do to you?
Well, where to start, really? I mean,
what had you been doing wrong that they proved or pointed out to you that maybe this is a better way of doing it?
Well, I think there were definitely opportunities to significantly improve my CV. And the cover letter that I'd written, those were the two main things. But Mark did so much more than that for me. My life effectively for the certainly the 6 months that I was unemployed was a constant slog battle. Getting up with my partner, who was working, Claire, who was working. So I'd start at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'd go and sit in front of the computer, and all day, every day, I would just sit there applying for jobs, looking for jobs, and applying for jobs.
Round figures, how many?
1,500 jobs, maybe.
1,500?
Yeah, I would be applying for anywhere from 5 or 6 to 15 jobs in a day. Sending off CVs to everybody and anybody I could think of, recruiters directly to companies,
anybody, anywhere, anytime,
absolutely anybody. Anywhere.
Cue Mark MacDonald of Shlí Nua Careers. Mark, you have a fan.
We do. I'm delighted for Chris on a personal level, because I obviously gotten to know him quite well since we started working at the end of January. Realised fairly early on in the process that, you know, Chris had a huge amount of skills. He's a classic example of somebody who, you know, lost an opportunity within a sector that he'd been in for quite a long time. You know, had the conviction to retrain, to upskill, and then set his sights on a new career, new opportunities. So I suppose it became quite apparent to me that Chris offered quite a lot to any potential employer. As he said, we started out with a CV. We rewrote his CV.
Do you do when you rewrite a CV? His name is his name, and his training is his training.
What some people, through no fault of their own, what some people fail to do with their CV is to really highlight their core competencies, really get them up front and central on your CV. I suppose another issue that a lot of people fall victim to is they would tend to have their stock CV and send that out ad nauseum without possibly tailoring it to suit particular job applications. There's a trick in that. You don't rewrite it from scratch each time. You would tweak maybe 5 or 10%. So we helped Chris on issues like that. We wrote him a new CV. He felt a little bit better about himself when he read it and felt it easier, I suppose, to accurately reflect his true ability.
Chris is nodding furiously beside you.
And I suppose from then on, when Chris secured his interview, we helped him with interview training, which is something that we provide really on a nationwide basis in offices throughout the country. And that's really a way of helping people or coaching people to a point where they will accurately, very, very accurately, and very confidently answer every single question that's put to them during an interview. But in doing so, you're continuously articulating your suitability for the role you're interviewing for, based on your skills, your talents, and your experience.
Now, you're very upfront and honest about this. We did have a second winner, and
yes,
your second winner is not employed yet.
Not as of yet, no. Our second candidate is a gentleman who has had a very successful sales and business account management career within the ICT sector. Fell victim to unemployment early, I think, in 2014. He has secured quite a lot of interviews, quite a lot of second interviews, gotten down to the last two or three on several occasions, but unfortunately, up to this point, he hasn't been successful. From our point of view with Slinua, we will work with the candidate no matter how long it takes.
That was our commitment. We will support them. And of course, listening to the Sunday Business Show, hopefully there are the 70 or 80,000 people, and amongst them there must be somebody who needs a salesperson with ICT background. And you also told me that he has an EMEA background in sales as well.
He has EMEA, he has global account management experience. He could offer a huge benefit to any organisation, really. But he's just, up to this point, he hasn't been successful, despite getting down to the last two or three.
A little bit critical of some of the employers and their methods of saying no, thank you.
Well, I think I suppose what we've witnessed firsthand with the other candidate has been a situation where, and it's not uncommon, unfortunately, he has, as we said, he has gotten down very close. And on some occasions, he's heard nothing after that second interview or maybe after the third interview. And, he may initiate contact himself after a couple of weeks, only to be told, well, we don't feel we've anything for you within the organisation.
But they don't come back to you. That's rude.
If I could send a message to recruiters, and in particular to employers, if there's one thing I could say to them, is to maybe, always remember or never lose sight of the individual behind the application. Yeah. It doesn't take a lot to tell people and to come back to them and just say, look, unfortunately, you were unsuccessful. Maybe provide a small bit of feedback. It's not a time-consuming exercise. In a lot of cases, it can help. It can actually help from a brand-building point of view in terms of an organisation, because people who feel they've had a negative recruitment experience may, that may be reflective of the way they view that organisation going forward. It does cause a huge problem.
If anybody wants to contact you, Mark, they will find you at?
They'll find me. They can email me directly. It's mark@slinuacareers, slinuacareers.com, or they can phone our head office at 094-9542-965.
And we will put all of the above up onto the website, and anybody who wants to contact your salesperson, because salespeople are like gold hen's teeth in this economy.
Well, if somebody feels that they have a role for somebody who will build a successful sales strategy for them and a successful account management strategy, whether it's local, whether it's European, or whether it's global, talk to me, because this guy has it all.
Okay, that is Mark McDonald, and we also heard from Chris there. And congratulations to Chris on your career, your new career.
Thank you very much.
Noah career.